Welcome to Off Script. We are live from Mexico.
Woohoo!
We're on our trip.
And we're here with a margarita, an espresso martini.
We're going to talk about running a team.
That's right.
From Mexico.
We don't skip a beat, do we?
We do not. We wanted to film a podcast episode here while we were in Mexico. We did some off scripts when we were here with Katie, so I felt like it made sense to do an episode.
Yes. We have one day left. We leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
We procrastinated till today to do this, so Lance will be proud.
Yes. I just called him a minute ago. He sent me the audio, his audio devices for us to use, which shout out to him because we could have lost it. He's putting a lot of trust in me and us, and he just called him right now. He's like, are you back yet? I'm like, no, I can't figure out the mic still. So thanks, Lance, for letting us use your...
We have about 15 minutes left of daylight, so...
Yeah, so we're going to hop right into it. Yeah. So we're doing something fun today. We're going to do... ChatGPT misconceptions about running a team and working with your partner.
Okay.
So some of you guys work with your partner or run businesses as a family. We know because we're in real estate, and also running a team in itself is going to be a part of this episode.
Yep.
So we have 7 misconceptions of running a real estate team and working with your partner. The first one is running a team means you work less.
Disagree. So, I mean, it kind of depends on the week.
Yeah.
And what we're doing, but I would say in general, current state that we're in, no.
No.
I don't think that we work less.
It, like, ebbs and flows. I feel like at times where we catch weeks where, like, everybody's vibing and gelling on the same page. Mm-hmm. Like, so with our operations and leadership team currently where we're at, we have got our meetings down from an hour and a half or 2 hours a week down to like an hour because everybody's just in a really trusting place.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like from a leader, like leadership operational standpoint right now, the current state is that we're flowing pretty well. But when we add agents to the team, obviously, like there's more onboarding, there's different things to do there.
Yeah.
It's give and take.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think, oh, once you start running a team, that means you can just step out of production and work less, but I mean, we haven't seen that yet. We're 2 years into this. I'm still in production.
I'm not. I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing this without a partner.
Doing both of our roles,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of team leaders do. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to them.
But I think it's also your mindset and goals and what you want to do with your team as well. So I suppose I just know me personally and like who I am, when things get slow, my thought process is, okay, what's the next thing we can do to get busier always? Mm-hmm. So even when we do find like a plateau or a steady state of comfort zone, I hate living in a comfort zone. So I was like, okay, how can we push ourselves next to that next level of doing the next thing? So I'm kind of my own kryptonite of always finding a way to become busier.
Yeah, you're my kryptonite too, because I've been thinking for the last year, like, hey, this next month, this one thing is going to happen and it's going to
slow down
or smooth out for a little bit. But I feel like you go so quick that we talked about this today. I have to kind of stay ahead of you to make sure that the business structure is in the right way,
mm-hmm.
With how quickly you're going. So I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of respect for team leaders out there that do this solo.
Yeah.
Start to finish, you and I worked full time together for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, actually, like full time. I mean, anyways. And to see how much growth we've had is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine being in production, feeling your pressure, feeling things that you have on your plate, and doing coaching and developing the operations team and leadership teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the bigger the team gets, the more work that becomes. And then it's just trying to figure out ways to continuously leverage your time through people and systems and finding the right people. But the more you grow, the more your systems break, and then you have to find a solution for that. So
yeah,
it just kind of depends on what your goals are and where you want to be.
But no, you do not work less.
No.
In a nutshell,
I don't think you work less.
If you do it right, if you provide value to your agents and you're not just a team leader that has a whole bunch of agents selling,
yeah,
I think there can be times where you sell or you work a little bit less, but if you're providing really, really great value to your agents, you're going to always be just doing a little bit more.
Yep.
You should be, right? You should be. Number 2, Will and Ashley always agree on business decisions.
Oh my God. Sorry. There's this like raccoon looking cat in the corner of my eye. I can't unsee it. I don't know what it is. He's like eating stuff with his hands, and he's not a raccoon and he's not a cat. He's like a mix between it, but anyway, sorry.
we always agree on business decisions.
Okay, no, we do not always agree on business decisions.
Why not?
Well, because in our business, I like to spend the money and make things really pretty and on brand and spend a lot of money on events and like promoting the brand, which I think there is value to that. And then Will's always telling me to stop spending money and where we need to cut budgets.
I've learned my role here is to like make sure that there's not too much going out.
Yeah. But I think as far as like strategic alignment and where the company and the vision is going, I feel like we're pretty aligned.
Yeah.
We mostly disagree on finances and where our money should be spent.
Yeah. 1 year goal, 3 year, 5 year, we agree on completely. How we get there is two different paths that I think we have to have this like give and take on. You know, there's times where you have to be like, hey, no, you're right. Or I'll have to be like, hey, I do see your side. Let's go that route. Mm-hmm. And on spending, once it's gone, it's gone. So there's no getting it back.
Usually I get my way and we get to spend the money. And then Will just has to figure out a way that we're going to pay for it.
Yep.
So, whether that's vendors, sponsors, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. So a lot of good has come from us not agreeing. But I think we have enough respect for one another to hear each other out.
Yeah.
And then make the right decision for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of it, is making sure that the team is getting the value that we're saying that we're giving them. Mm-hmm. And at times, like when we're not doing those things, we have to take accountability and then make it right. So, so no, we don't.
No.
No.
We don't agree.
Number three, your team is just like you are. So like, I thought this one meant from ChatGPT, like everybody on our team thinks and acts the same. And I just think that everybody, it's, we have such a mixed pot, like of people, like I love all their personalities, that they're all completely different.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think we're the same as far as the people we bring onto the team are our like vibe of people and culture and align with our energy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's like same type of people, but so different in how we all run our businesses within the business.
And personalities, right? Like just completely different personalities on our team.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, again, I think everything we say here, we've said to our team. But every, like when we think about like Carmen, right? Like we jokingly say she's a toddler because whatever in front of her is what's going to happen. Right.
Yeah.
So follow up's not her strong suit, but if you put somebody in front of her that wants to buy herself, she'll convert
the
them. Right.
Always.
And Haley Rose is going to follow up with everybody all the time and have tasks set.
Yeah.
Like, is it type A, right? Like just has everything organized.
Yeah. If it's a long-term nurture lead, Haley Rose will kill it at that. She'll follow a lead for like 9 years.
Yep. Haley Fleissner, everybody loves her. So we just feel like it's just, she has such a good sphere of people that will, her database is her salespeople, is her team, right?
Yep.
So her people all love her and they're all, you know, sharing their experiences with her. I had a joke with her because she has the same amount of people in her database that she sold houses to. And I'm like, do you have any friends that you haven't sold a house to? And had to go back and forth on that a little bit. But
yeah. How do you feel like coaching all of them changes things for you?
It's interesting because I have to know what pushes, like where, what buttons push at the right times with everybody. And be delicate in the process of all that. Right. Because a lot of our team members, all of them we're friends with outside of work as well. But I have to be able to know, hey, we're in coaching mode and establish boundaries there of like, hey, can I coach you? And there's certain things I would never say to certain agents on our team. And there's some things that work and I can push competition on a few of them and that will push them to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then others I have to like, you know, have a much more understanding approach to how I coach them. So yeah, 100% everybody's different.
Yeah. And I think when you're recruiting people to a team, it doesn't matter if they're all the same or similar personality. I think it's so good to have a total mix of personalities and different perspectives because they all bring something different to the team. Or when we're having to make a decision on something, everyone brings such a different like flavor to the discussion.
100%.
That I think we make better decisions because of it.
Like Gina, right? Like you always know you're going to get a really, really good, educated answer to something if she's so helpful. And I love that about her, is that she'll help anybody on the team, sometimes to a fault before herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have like a really good caring group of people, but all different, in terms of what they need and what they want from us.
Yep.
All right. Number four, you have total freedom over your schedule, Ashley.
No. well, I mean, I have freedom to do what I want with my time to a certain degree, but I feel like the bigger the team grows, I have responsibilities as far as meetings that I didn't used to have when it was just me and one other agent or just an operations director at the time, because it was more of like a daily huddle call, or I just called Asia every single day and that was our team meeting.
Yeah.
But now we have departments and marketing and administrative assistants and like one-on-ones and coachings and people we have to hold accountable and leadership meetings, and I have to show up for those things.
Yeah.
So I have control over my schedule when it comes to the sales side of things and, you know, where I squeeze in my appointments with sellers and everything on the sales side, but I feel like I have a little bit less control over my schedule on the, like, running the business aspect of it now, because I have responsibilities and things I have to show up for other people.
For you, I feel like it's, like, two totally different modes.
Yeah, I feel like I live in two worlds.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have a hard time balancing that. There's so much good to be seen in that. Like, I think you said, like, hey, it's easier for me to work at home. We talked about this a little bit, too, if you're on vacation. Like, it's easy, and you found yourself saying, I need to be away from the team because I can be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And the other flip side of that is there's so much good to be seen when somebody sets boundaries and gets their work done in front of the group of people as a leader, right? Because speed of the leader, speed of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
You become who you surround yourself with. So it's funny because on our team, for the most part, it's actually gotten away from this, but at the beginning, when you didn't show up, nobody showed up. And now there's so much accountability on that team that everybody continues to show up. But when you're there, it's just a different energy, right? Because, you know, like, that's our leader. That's our production leader.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's doing these things, everybody else just naturally tends to go a little bit quicker.
Yeah. And I feel the need to show up to everything for that reason. Speed of the leader, speed of the pack. I feel like you have to lead by example. And so it's important for me to be at things as much as I possibly can be. Even when it's boring, or I'm not finding value, or I'm feeling like I'm going to a meeting just to go to a meeting. I think, like, setting that example and showing up, we can't expect others to do it if I'm not going to do it.
That's right. That's right.
So yes, I have control over my schedule, but I almost feel like I have less and less control over it because I have to show up even more to set an example. And there's more people that I have to set an example for.
I truly feel, though, like it's because we're doing it the right way.
No, I do, too. I don't mean that in a negative way at all.
I just feel like when you do build a team the right way, you've got to have structure for your people. You have to have growth paths for your people. You have to help them down that path. You have to hold them accountable to that path. Hold yourself accountable to holding, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that goes along with doing this the right way. And I think a lot of people think, oh, if I start a team, I'm going to make a lot more money easily, quickly, and it's going to be so simple.
Get out of production.
Because they'll sell, and then I'll make money, right?
Yep. I think that's what I hear from a lot of people who are looking to start a team. I think the number one question to ask yourself is, why do I want to start a team? And if your answer is usually money-driven, then I would say don't do it. Because if it's strictly just money-driven, you're probably going to be making all of the decisions as you continue to evolve for the wrong reasons. And you're probably going to honestly make more money as just like a solo agent at that point if you're doing it just for money.
Yeah, if money is your end goal, max out, right? But if money is the end goal of business, I understand. But like if you're there to help people and you think, hey, I've figured out something that other
can
people
share
can
with
do
and
they can follow a process, like business is so process and operations-driven. Mm-hmm. If you do that in real estate, not many people do, you can... Like, it is a lot more work, but it can be much more sustainable as a team.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I want to build wealth. We want to build wealth. We do this, obviously, for money as well, but that's not our primary reason.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to pour into others and add value and help them grow wealth themselves.
Build wealth, yes.
And if it was just about the money, then I don't think we would be where we are today.
100%. You have to really care, right?
Yeah, because it takes a lot of your energy and your time, and on the days that you don't want to get out of bed and pour into people, you still have to get up and do that.
Yeah.
So you have to have a much stronger why than money to do this.
That's right. I think, it's funny. This actually is a good segue to the next one. Working with your partner must be so romantic. It is and it's not, right? There's give and take there because especially as leaders running a team and running a business together, you have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're a leader, which I don't think, this is like, can we just pair the next two together? 5 and 6 are when you work with your partner, you must have it all. It must be so romantic. And then 6 is leadership means you have everything figured out. Putting those two together is some of the hardest things I've dealt with together with us, is because we still want the opportunity to have grace to be having a relationship. But like once people are relying on us, you have to be there for them, right? Like
yeah, it's blurred lines. So if you're having a bad day or you and your partner are bickering or something, it's like, oh gosh, you have to leave it at the door and act like everything's fine and show up as a leader. Like you could just be bickering and then in the car and then show up to work and we have to act like everything's completely fine and we're here to run a team.
Yeah. And I think we've done a really good job of like, and maybe we haven't, I don't know. We're trying
maybe
new.
You should ask Asia.
Yeah. Maybe we haven't, but like we just will tell them, hey, we're not agreeing on stuff, but like we're here for the meeting. Right. So like mm-hmm. there's times where you've showed up to meetings and I'm like, I know it's not going to be productive because we may not be in on the right like vibrational frequency, honestly. We're just not on the same page. And so you'll lead the meeting or I'll lead the meeting. And then there's sometimes where it's like such a small thing, but like a little disagreement that sets you off with your partner. For me, it means you're so good at compartmentalizing and being like, this never happened and I can move on in a minute. And I'm more like a little bit shook by it. And so we'll just, I sometimes have to say like, hey, I'm a little bit off and this is why, but we're here. Let's keep going.
Yeah. And I think there's blurred lines when you come home. Sometimes it's hard to get out of work mode, for me at least, because how Will and I structure is because I am still in production and usually most of my day is spent doing client-facing work or going on appointments or working on my listings or talking to clients all day and then meetings. The only time that we really get uninterrupted to talk through vision and strategy and next steps and where we're going and like to really think clearly without the disruptions of the workday of agents interrupting us or clients is at nighttime. And so sometimes there's blurred lines of like, okay, we should just be home and relaxing and connecting as a couple versus, okay, let's keep talking work. And then we get really passionate about it. We can go on for 3 hours about work if we allow ourselves to. So sometimes we have to set boundaries for ourselves of like, okay, we need to stop talking about work and like connect outside of work.
Connect outside, right? Because like
it can take over.
It all is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been really a year of this, you know, like, I don't think we have it down. There's no, if we figure out a system for that, we,
we've made it,
but no, I feel like, yeah, like taking that time away, we've been trying to figure out, but sometimes work just takes more. Mm-hmm. And then there's times where we get to not, you know, like we have weeks at a time where we get to like go on more couples and dates or whatever, date nights and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been really interesting. And then I think for me, from a leadership perspective, I'm coaching and developing, and I put a lot of energy into our people and to make sure I understand them and put myself in their shoes. I have to drop everything about myself during those days. And so I think a lot of your client facing more and mine comes from like pouring into people so much. And so sometimes it's a struggle because when you're stressed out, I sometimes feel like, oh, who's pouring into me? Mm-hmm. And then thank God for my therapist. I have to hear about this all the time. But I'm like, if I stop going to therapy, then I'm like, oh, I'm feeling very drained. And like,
you need therapy if you start a team. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you do need therapy. But like, that's been a struggle for me. But that might be anybody that's a real estate coach, right? Like, if you have heavy coaching days and you're truly, truly good at putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, your energy just completely gets drained if you're an apathetic person.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. So Tuesdays for Will are very draining. Like, I know Tuesdays are the days that you're going to come home and you're just like, your energy is gone and you're much more drained because he schedules all of his coachings back to back on Tuesdays typically, and he's pouring into others and having to be very empathetic and hear their stories and compassionate. And sometimes it's probably for you being a therapist to other people. You can't even imagine being a therapist full time now that we're saying
actually,
this out loud. Like, that would be so draining to be a therapist.
Therapist.
Because you're usually hearing other people's problems all day long and problem solving for them. And, you know, you are drained on Tuesdays, it seems like.
Yeah. And I mean, and they happen throughout the week, right? Because I'll have conversations with people. And maybe I'm just different in that way. But, like, I feel like I give so much on those days. Mm-hmm. So those days you can expect me to be a little bitch on the nighttime. Can edit that out. But those are the days I'll probably be a little bit needing, a little more needy.
Yeah.
In our relationship. And sometimes I have to cut you off because you're like in, when you're in Mondays, Tuesdays, you're restarting the week. So we like generally are off. Like it was funny because the first 7 months of our relationship, I'm going to talk about my therapy appointment here again, because we used to fight every Monday when we went from off work to work, because you're at a place in your career where you can be off on the weekends for the most part.
For the most part.
And so Mondays we would fight. There'd just be a disagreement. Like I say fight, like we're not swinging at each other, but we would argue Mondays. And then my goal in therapy was like, get better at this, don't fight Mondays. And Tuesdays we started. I'm like, all right, we got it to Tuesdays. And then it was Thursday. So like we're working our way through the weeks before, but like, I think that's just part of learning how to gel with one another.
Yeah.
To the point where sometimes like 7 days, no arguments, everything's going well, the big one's coming though, you know, and I love that we have enough grace with each other to laugh about our arguments.
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes like with our dynamic too, I mean, I have so much respect for you as a coach, but you know, Will also coaches me. So it's kind of odd sometimes of you're my partner, but then you're also my coach. And like, as you guys can probably imagine, if, you know, we're a normal couple, we bicker and fight like everybody else does, that if we're bickering, I'm like, I don't want to listen to anything that he says during coaching. Yeah. Like, even if I know it's the right thing to do or what he's telling me is what I need to do for business, I'm a very stubborn, bullheaded person where if we're having any type of a disagreement outside of work, sometimes it's easy to carry that into the workplace and be like, no, it's really hard to compartmentalize that emotionally and be like, no, I'm going to listen to you with my full attention and be in, you know, coach to agent mode when I'm pissed at you for something stupid.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny, and I laugh now because you and Katie are so similar. And you guys are obviously so busy, but I know, like, on weeks where you guys just need, I think Ainsley was there, and she's like, how do you know how to do this with them? I'm like, there's weeks where they just, you guys need to build it up and, like, pat on the back. You guys are killing it. You're doing great. And there's weeks where I'm like, hey, we have to do coaching. And then there's other weeks where I'm like, stay away. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
Katie and Ashley are on one today. They had a busy weekend.
I'm like, I pray to God that they're going to cancel. No, it happens, but like, it's odd at times. And at the same time, we figured out how to make it work. Like,
yeah. We're
going to coach, like almost like putting a mask on. We're going to coaching mode. Yeah. I'm a coach now. And with our close friends, like our whole team knows us outside. I've been grateful because everybody does, right? Like, but when you're in coaching and leadership, like sometimes you're not able to like share stuff with others.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just decided I'm just going to be open with the team. This is what I'm dealing with right now. And everybody's been, probably just a bunch of women, but everybody's been so caring and understanding about it. So it's been cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one.
We're losing sunlight.
Yes, we are. You can turn off real estate on vacation.
Oh, I would say early on in my career, 1,000% no. And I wish I knew what I knew now and today and how to leverage, because you can easily do that even as a solo agent, by the way. I can leverage a lot easier now because we have a full team, but you can still do that. You can have an agent cover you for showings while you're gone. You can set up all these things. But when I first would go on vacation, I felt like every realtor can relate to this. You know, there's like a norm in the industry. Like if you want to get busy in real estate, go on vacation. Cause that's when every client reaches out and all of a sudden wants to look at houses or sell the home is the second that, you know, you go on vacation. And I don't know, maybe it's like the law of attraction in the universe cause you're not trying so much. And like, you're literally letting go and enjoying life. And then just like things naturally come to you.
Yeah.
And I didn't used to be able to disconnect as easy on vacation. And I found myself still like working and high sense of urgency and responding to things, but not so much anymore. I feel like, I mean, we're on the last day of our trip. We leave tomorrow. I took care of a couple of things I maybe worked a combined like 2 hours, would you say? Like between texts and stuff, maybe 2 hours?
Maybe
in the last
minutes.
6 days? Yeah, 90 minutes or so. Responding to a couple of things, delegating some stuff out.
Work, yeah.
But yeah, most of it was just pushing things off till I got back and letting clients know I'm in Mexico and I'll coordinate with you when I'm back. And I think I had a fear of that when I was gone too. In the past of letting people know I'm in Mexico or unavailable, or, you know, never letting my clients know that I'm not available and having that fear.
Right.
And now I'm not so fearful of that. Like I told every single client in every transaction that I have under contract before I left, like I'm going to be in Mexico. I'm not going to be available. Who's who to contact for an emergency. And Katie did the same thing. That's what you told us to do with coaching. And it saved me so much time because all of my clients respected it.
Right.
There hasn't been any emergency since I've been here. There's been a couple of things they've reached out for and they were like, I know, you know, I'm not supposed to be reaching out to you, but can this person help me while I'm gone?
Yep. It was really important to me because it's funny. This used to be a really big disagreement for the two of us, early on in our, relationship because we have so much real estate knowledge, the two of us, and experience So trying to meld those two together was just, that was in personal life. It's crazy to me. Like, not in like crazy, but just like your in sales. I'm not like, our difference in opinions are so different, or mm-hmm. they used to be too.
Yeah.
But early February, I was like, they need a break, you and Katie. So I told them, hey, you have a whole month. You guys need to prepare to be off for 6 days. If you were to drop your phone in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
first day here, how could you make everything keep going and then make that happen?
Yep.
And you guys did it. And it was like, I feel like Katie hasn't probably worked too much either. She's been off and having a phenomenal time here.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of a good time.
She's taking a little nap right now.
Too much of a good time. But you guys did that, right? You did the preparation work ahead of time. And we used to have trips where like a day would be ruined because of work. And like,
yeah, we were at the top of the mountain in Colorado last summer. And
that was so important.
Shit was hitting the fan.
It was hitting the fan before. But like we've had experiences like,
I lost service and the world was ending.
The world is ending for like 4 or 5 hours. And we were going on a trip to the top of this mountain. We lost all service. And by the time we got down, almost everything had been handled. She had a 20-minute convo and it was done.
Yeah.
Like that 5 hours beforehand, you were in it so much, you know?
Yeah.
And I get it, because it's your people, your clients.
Yeah.
But one thing I like to always say, like from a coaching perspective, is you're a real estate agent, not a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we think we firefight all the time, nobody's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And usually things will get, you know, figured out. There are certain instances like that one that needed that 20 to 30 minute combo.
Yeah, that one was something I never experienced
before.
But
sometimes using agent, inserting yourself into a situation where there's neither people, do like transaction coordinator title and buyer, seller, listing agents, that like all these people are trying to fix a problem. And once they put energy towards it, it goes in different directions,
mm-hmm.
right? So like get out of it, let time pass, and then get back into it, and it solved the whole thing.
Yep. And it was.
And it was.
So yeah, I mean, I would say in a nutshell, I do feel like I can be present on vacation. I kind of forgot the question. Was it, do you feel like you can take a vacation?
Can you take time off?
Can you take time off? Yes.
Yes.
I think now I 1,000% feel like I can take time off when I'm on vacation. I'm always going to be doing a little bit of maintenance work, I call it, where
just,
you know, taking care
things,
of a couple of things, flow in and all of that. But I definitely feel like I could take time off, so much that I'm ready to move to Mexico and just work from here.
That was great. Day 3 of our itinerary that I put together. I think, and I've learned to like give you that grace, right? Like, I never like when we plan that there's going to be work, but if things come up now, I think I used to be much more like afraid that if one thing happened, it would take the whole day. So don't let anything happen. And now I'm like, hey, you want to know it? Like,
yeah.
I think we have the same vision of what we want the vacation to be now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's all good. You want to be here just as much as I do.
We need to do an episode interviewing real estate agents, husband and wives, about this.
Yeah. That'd be really good, actually. That would be really good. Okay. Let's get one more funny one, and we're done.
We've been loving ChatGPT for topics for this podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
It's Will's way of getting all of...
It's starting research. Yeah. Who knows? Okay. We'll wait on this to see if it goes quick, but we lost the Wi-Fi.
We did?
No, we're
shoot.
We're still recording. It just won't
okay.
with something.
Okay.
So it's going slow.
Okay. Well.
We're ending.
I guess we're going to end on that now.
We're going to our 7-course dinner.
Yes, we are. We have one night left.
Impressions.
We're back to see the kids. I'm so excited.
Me too. Yeah, me too. This has been a fun trip, and we have such a good group, so. If you try hard, you can get into our group.
If you ever are in Playa del Carmen, that's where we are, right? Playa del Carmen, where are we? Impressions Moxche, Moxche, best resort we've ever stayed at. This is our second time here. I've never repeated a resort because I always like to try new things.
But this one,
I think we've decided this will be an annual trip now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay, this should air in a few weeks, but we're enjoying this. Let's go enjoy our last night. And
yep.
Thanks for doing a podcast with us, because you didn't need to do this.
All right.
See you next week.
Signing out.
Signing out. I like that.